The House of Representatives committee investigating the January insurrection at the U.S. Capitol is demanding a trove of records from federal intelligence and law enforcement agencies. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The records are from federal intelligence and law enforcement agencies. It includes information about planning and funding for rallies held in Washington leading up to the riot.
We're going to walk down to the Capitol.
Among them is an event at the Ellipse January 6th near the White House. Then President Donald Trump spoke.
We will never give up. We will never concede.
Committee members are also considering asking for phone records of several people, including members of Congress, to try to determine who knew what about the unfolding riot and when they knew it. The committee also wants information about pushing the then president's claim of election fraud. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Sydney's coronavirus infections soared to a pandemic high on Wednesday as officials urged people to get vaccinated and curb hospitalization. Reuters' Ryan Chang reports.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian urged more people to get vaccinated to ease the strain on the health system.
We've made the point that the most important figure moving forward is the rate of vaccination, and that remains the case. As soon as we hit all those milestones, we will have those extra freedoms.
Despite enforcing 2 months of lockdowns, Sydney is grappling to contain the most recent Delta variant outbreak. Police have been deployed on the streets to enforce social distancing rules as the federal government urges people to get vaccinated. The government has said when the target is reached of 70% of the population above 16 fully vaccinated, restrictions will be relaxed.
That's Reuters' Ryan Chang. Drug maker Pfizer is asking the Food and Drug Administration to approve booster shots for its COVID-19 vaccine. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Pfizer's two-shot vaccine received full regulatory approval from the FDA this week for Americans ages 16 and older. Now the company says it started the approval process for a third dose and expects to complete its application by the end of this week.